Okay. Hello and welcome back to the sixth ever episode of Lick Me I Wobble. Let me just check it is the sixth.
I think it's the sixth.
Okay, let me check.
I feel like this is real last one. So,
Sorry, it's been like a month.
We had school holidays. I don't know, this was busy the whole time. And then when she came over last time, we didn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, crap. It is the sixth episode.
Wow. How many listeners have we got the last one?
13.
Okay. Please get more people to listen to this. We want to be famous, yeah. Not, like,
It's pretty good because our first two episodes have 34 and 33 listens.
We've got... Yes, our listens have less than half, more than halved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We've gotten boring in, like, 5 episodes. Okay. I feel like... Because Bradley Chadley Manly Man got a lot more listens than Chill or Caffeine, probably because it has an interesting and mysterious title.
Yeah, well, actually, Chill had more. Hell had more.
Yeah, well, like, Bradley Chadley Manly Man has been out for less.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think Anchor is very accurate, but yeah.
I think it's okay. Anyway, we're back. We don't know what to talk about.
We're back. All right. Let's have
it's
a look.
Cold. We can talk about the weather.
Mari, do you know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should do that thing. I give you a random subject, and you have to go on a 3-minute rant about that subject.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay, wait. I'm not good at this. Can we do, like, a debate?
Okay.
Okay, right. I can do debates.
We are debating. Are rainbows leprechauns or gay? No, we're not doing that one. Because
I can advocate for the gays.
I'm Irish, I'll advocate for the leprechauns.
Okay, summer or winter, we have to debate opposite sides. So you have to debate for winter, and I have to debate for summer.
Okay.
And we can't just be like, it sucks, I agree with you. You have to, like, actually pretend you're on the other person's side.
All right.
Okay.
Debate has started.
Okay.
Summer versus winter. I'm on winter's side, you're on summer.
Yes. Which is the opposite to what we believe, because gosh darn, I hate summer.
Gosh darn, I hate winter.
Summer is the best month. It's so good.
The best. Already starting it off wrong, Mari. How could you? You've, like, topped your English class in, like, grade 6 or something.
No, okay, starting again.
No, starting again. Summer is your favourite month?
Summer is my favourite month. Summer is my favourite 20 months, because it lasts forever.
No, it doesn't, though.
It does. Okay, no, right, we're debating other sides. Summer is a good month because you can swim, and there are bees. There are bees in summer. You can't beat that.
Okay, let me convince you about winter.
Okay, go.
Okay, so winter is the season of cold. Therefore, you can stay inside and you can do nothing all day. Which
those
is like...
You're stealing all my arguments.
Which is a good thing because it means that you don't feel obliged to go out and see people, right? Because, you know, people can text you and be like, hey, do you want to take this out? Like, no, it's too cold.
Well, let me go. Let me counterpoint that and say the exact same thing happens in summer. It's too hot to go outside. And so you get to stay home and play video games. And you can be like, oh, you want to catch up? Like, no, I've got heat stroke. That's a good thing.
Well, at least you don't get frostbite. Anyway.
Okay, good. Good things.
Not to mention the fact that winter goes on forever. Like, you know, here where we live, goes on forever.
Just so does summer.
No, Mari, summer, like, is over in a snap. Winter, on the other hand, goes on forever. So therefore...
So long.
No, it doesn't.
Summer holidays, I win.
Yeah. But on that point, right? So winter goes forever. Like, you know, it starts getting cold really early here, and then it finishes getting cold really late here. So therefore, we have a majority of it being winter. And why wouldn't you like winter? Because it's the majority of the weather here. Just cold.
A majority of it's hot.
No, it's not.
Hot goes forever.
No, it doesn't.
It's the end of autumn, and it just stops getting hot. And it starts getting hot in, like, August.
Wait, Mari, do you mean it started getting cold?
Starts getting hot in August.
No, you said it's just the end of autumn.
It says the end of autumn and it just started getting cold. Yes, just stopped being hot. Did I say that? Yeah. I did.
The thing is that, you know, it usually is up to, like, about September where it just starts warming up, right? Just starts warming up, which is where, like, spring is.
It's like a month into spring. At the end of autumn. This is, like, more than half the year is summer.
Like, it also cools down. And, like, not to mention spring is also just, like, a less...
sprotum?
No!
Yes!
The people don't understand what sprotum is.
Let me explain.
No, we're on this debate. No, we're on this debate. No, we're on this debate.
There are three seasons. Hot, cold, and sprotum. The hot... Every time it's too hot to bear, it's summer. Every time it's too cold to bear, it's winter.
You're basically the... all the weather here.
And then, if it's in between, which is, like, barely ever, if it's in between, it's called sprotum. Anyway, maybe we should swap sides, because I am much more passionate about winter being good.
But then it's just going to be boring. Fair. It's just going to be us ranting about weather. All right, I reckon we should do that game where it's, like, you rant for 3 minutes about a random subject.
Oh, then I can't do that.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Nose hair.
I have no comment about nose hair. It's just a thing that exists.
Rant about it. All right, wait. Okay. Timer starts. Now.
Nose hair is a thing that grows out of your nose. And, oh gosh darn, is it neutral? Gosh darn, do I not care about it at all?
No. Right, give me a subject to rant about. I'll give you a rant.
Toe hair.
All right, just let me get started on toe hair. You know how when you come out of the shower, right? And because I don't shave my legs, because I don't really need to, because it's always winter here, so you never have to wear shorts.
Actually, I wear pants. Shut up, Harry. Oh yeah, sorry, continue.
Anyway, so you know when you're just there and you're cutting your toenails and suddenly you see something just poking up from the top of your toe.
The top of your toe? You know, like... Does it grow out from under your toenails and nose?
No! No! Like, I'm not talking about, like, the end of the toenail.
I was so scared! Does the tips of your toes grow out?
No!
Oh, okay. Continue.
And you see it. And it's just there. And you don't know what to do about it. Because you don't shame your legs. And you touch it and it's hairy.
I shaved my toes once. I don't shave my legs. But I was like, ew, my toes are gross. I don't want to say what would happen. So I shaved my toes. Oh, it was really gross.
Yes. And, like, I usually don't see my toe hair because I have, like, barely any hair on my toes. But, on the other hand, if you look really closely, you can just see it. It's just that little bit annoying.
I have hobbit toes.
It's just like, it's acting on a rant when suddenly your friend thinks that you grow hair at the tips of your
toes. Imagine how gross it would be.
Ew! Like, cutting your toe, you have to, like, pluck it out.
About ear hair, that's another thing we can rant about. I have no ear hair.
Okay, ear hair is disgusting. My dad has it, it's gross.
I'm neutral, I don't really care about ear hair.
Basically,
I saw someone with really long ear hair once.
Oh, yeah.
It was like growing out like an inch out of the
Yeah.
Looks like
and
their brains
will
leave
me. Sometimes it can be curly. And like, I have nothing wrong with curly hair, but I have curly hair.
Yeah. So do I. Woo.
Woo, curly hair buddies. Yeah. Shout out to all the people who have to brush their hair. Not ever, because it never works.
I brush my hair.
In the shower.
In the shower. No, I don't brush my hair in the shower.
Mommy wears clothes in the shower.
No, I don't. When did you hear that? No, we were discussing earlier about how people sometimes wear clothes in the shower. This does not include me. I wore socks in the shower
about these
once.
People probably searched it up.
I don't know how I hear about anything. I listen to a lot of podcasts and I have one.
Yeah. Oh god, this is a mess.
This is a really good start. Oh, it's been 10 minutes. I want to play Minecraft. Okay. I don't want to record
a podcast.
I don't think
we're focusing that well.
Oh, that's okay. If we're not focused, it's a good podcast.
Yeah, I know. No, but, like, the thing is, Mari, is that the episodes that are well put together, like our first two, are the ones that get the most views.
Okay. Because the thing is, other podcasts always have something that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, do go on. Which is a very good podcast. Shout out to some Melbourne artists there. They always have a topic per episode, and they research it and then they talk about it. And then if you've got like no such thing as a fish. They, like, have four topics and they talk about those. And if you're like, Dear Hank and John, or my brother and me, they, like, get people to send them questions, but we don't have enough people to send us questions. Yeah. So what do?
We reach out to
Exactly. Everyone thought this was a thing, like, they're a D&D podcast, and they were like...
Okay, all right.
We could play D&D.
Yeah, but D&D with two people would be kind of like...
One DM and one player.
Yeah, pretty much.
I tried doing that once with Rosa. Oh, yeah, Rosa is our editor now because I'm lazy.
Shout out to Rosa.
Did you listen to the last episode?
No.
Okay, neither did I. So neither of us know if Rosa actually did a good job, but I think Rosa did okay.
I'm pretty sure she did fine.
Yeah.
I don't listen to our own podcast.
No. I hate the sound of my voice.
Same.
That's why I hate editing it.
But,
oh god.
Okay, I listened to the first two podcasts, and the first six listens on, like, our first podcast was just us. It's probably just me, you know, going, oh, does it work on this website? Oh, does it work on this one? Oh, does it work on this one?
Yeah.
I remember I was so excited when I found out that we had three listens.
Yes.
And one listen was from someone we didn't know, so exciting. And they, because you can see if they listened all the way through, and they did.
Yeah. We've got two reviews on iTunes now. We've got Rosa and my dad.
Wait, it was your dad that did that?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was someone random. I was really excited.
Some random with a review. Like, yeah. And my dad was like, yeah, that was me. I'm like, that was really cool. I'm so thankful that he left us a review, because then more people will find us.
Yeah.
Maybe. More people need to reviews. I want to know that people I don't know listen to it as a good review. Please. Please. Please, we'll give you a shout out.
Give us, like, a one star review.
Don't give us one star. We'll give you a shout out if you give us more than three stars on iTunes.
Yeah, I don't have iTunes. I'm on a Samsung.
I should probably get iTunes as well, but Apple Podcasts, not iTunes. On a serious note.
On a serious note, we would like to thank all of our listeners who have come and listened to our voices chat about useless nonsense. Because some people
can't hear, and you need to be thankful that you can listen to us. Maybe
that's not where I was going. But
okay.
Because sometimes you just need a useless podcast full of useless crap that no one particularly cares about.
Yeah.
Like us not getting high on drugs, but high on caffeine.
Yeah. I did just have, like, a mocha. I had, like, a mocha just, like, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, it's been not too bad.
Yeah. It wasn't very strong.
I feel like the caffeine wasn't
that strong. I think it was just placebo.
It was just placebo because...
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Hey, if the first person who ever listened to our podcast is listening now, I'd like to give you a hug, but if you don't like hugs, then you don't have to accept it.
You can have a high five or...
A fist bump. Or just a mutual sort of, like, nod. Just like, hey, bro.
A friendly nod. Or a smile and a wave. Yeah. Whatever you feel comfortable with. Send us a review and tell us what you feel comfortable with. And then we'll send it to you.
They're probably going to give us, like, a two-star review now, because you're just like, review us. Give us a review.
Okay, no. If you review us, we'll give us a shout-out at the end of the podcast.
Wow.
Bribery.
We'll do a giveaway when we hit... Okay, when we hit 100 listeners...
Yes, we're not doing a giveaway.
No, this isn't for a giveaway. When we hit 100 listeners on a single podcast episode, we will start an Instagram account.
Yes. We tried, yes. Oh, yeah. I think Rosa left it in. We tried last time. It didn't work. Sorry for anyone who tried to find us. It broke.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah. And also, our email is existent, and I should probably put it on my phone so I actually get emails from it. So if anyone's emailed us,
Wait, what was the email?
Remember, we set up an email.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember what it is. So we try and set it up, but I doubt anyone's actually emailed us. We should actually talk about something this episode.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk... I'm going to look at controversial...
Talk about rip-off Disney princess.
Oh, yes. All right, so... To give a little personal touch to who's behind the microphone.
Yeah.
I'll give you a very accurate description of what I look like. I look like the ripoff version of Merida.
From Brave.
Yes.
I look like Snow White. Just because I'm way too pale. That's, like, literally the only reason I look anything like her.
But it came to mind, because, like, I always get put, like, everyone is always like, oh my god, you look a lot like Meryl. Like, I got told by a kid on my bus who is in, still in primary school, hey, you look like that Brave girl. Or like, you know, whenever people are like, oh, hey, we should dress up as Disney princesses, I already know which one I'm going to be put with.
Yeah.
But I was at work and this one man came up to me and I gave him bread.
He bought some bread from you.
Yes, he bought some bread for me. And he's like,
you're in a bakery.
Yep. And he's like, oh, hey, I watched a TV show last night. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. And he goes,
but isn't it a movie?
Yeah, well, he said it was a TV show, so.
Okay. Cool.
Joke's on him.
I think there's also a TV show, maybe.
And he goes, it was a Disney one. And I'm like, immediately, I know what he's talking about. I'm like, yep, I know where this is going. I know exactly what he's going to say next. And he's like, it was called Brave. And I'm like, yep, here it comes. And he goes, you look a lot like the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But I swear, it's only the hair. Like, if I had straight reddish hair, I wouldn't get associated.
Yeah.
Like, I look like the ripoff version of Merida.
Yeah.
We should talk about genetic cloning.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what about those weird stories about, that you keep on telling me? I don't even know where you get them.
Podcasts? Listen to Sawbones. That's where I get all my medical stuff.
Like, here's some controversial topics here. I feel like they're a bit too serious, though. The plastic surgery, ethnic adoption, human trafficking.
All too serious.
Genetic cloning, animal testing, capital punishment. That one is definitely way too serious for this podcast.
Yes. This is a funny podcast. Abortion. I have a joke.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all those because I'm going to get angry.
Okay. All right.
How about, let's, Vegemite.
Okay.
Vegemite. Let's, to all you overseas listeners, I mean, you know what Vegemite is. Everyone's heard of Vegemite.
Yes. And everyone wants to taste Vegemite.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's that bad.
No, it's not that bad, but it's not like,
it's not something you just eat yourself.
By itself, yeah. I mean.
That's what I said. Is that what I said?
And I've never actually seen any of those American tries Vegemite for the first time, or English person tries Vegemite for the first time.
I think I've seen a couple.
But what I have heard is every single time they take a big spoonful of Vegemite and they shove it in their mouth. No, that is like taking a big spoonful of wasabi. No, you put a tiny bit on like something bigger.
Yeah. And we know from, you know, certain friends that you don't eat a whole spoonful of wasabi, Serena.
Sorry, Serena, we didn't know you'd actually eat
so
it.
So bad.
I felt so bad. Because, like, just when she was about to do it, I was just about to say, oh, you put a little bit on a lot of, like, your sushi, and she ate the entire spoonful. Oh,
okay,
God.
So our friend, our very, very good friend, Serena.
Who doesn't listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we should put in a secret word. Yeah, I can't think of anything. Wasabi gobblers.
What?
text one of us wasabi gobbler when you listen to this podcast, okay?
Why?
Just cause. That means she'll prove that she'll listen to it. Anyway, yeah, we may have forced her to eat wasabi. No, we didn't force her. She didn't know what wasabi was. And we're like, how do you know what wasabi is? And wait, how do you not know?
How do you not know what wasabi is?
And then she was like, oh no, like, well, it's really good. You should try it. And then she did.
She did. But she didn't just try a little bit. She chubbed the entire spoonful in her mouth.
This is like a square inch of wasabi. And a cubed inch of wasabi. It was a big piece of wasabi.
It was a very big piece of wasabi.
It was actually put on like 5 or 6 pieces of sushi. Not one mouth. Yes. Anyway, so she was like,
yeah, so she sort of like looked, she had a straight face for about 3 seconds before she looked absolutely horrified and like
betrayed.
Physically spat it out.
I was gagging at school. And then I always gag because she almost spat on me. Anyway, that was a good time. Anyway, disgusting. What else is controversial?
Funny controversial topics.
Okay. I can go into some extra ones. Pineapple on pizza.
Okay, pineapple on pizza. I don't know. It's not that bad.
It's good, but it's definitely not my first choice in toppings for pizzas.
Okay, is a hot dog a sandwich? I've never thought about this before.
I need a serious, like, 5 seconds to think about this. No, because it's one piece of bread.
Yeah, it is one piece of bread.
Okay.
And it's in a roll. It's a roll. It's not a sandwich. It's a roll because it's in a roll.
We won't talk about hot dogs. We're going to talk about Australian sausages.
I thought you were going to talk about, like, the other hot dogs.
No!
No. I thought you were going to be like, oh no, we're not going to talk about hot dogs. We're going to talk about the other hot dogs.
No.
And I was just about to go, Murray.
No.
PG-13 please cast.
No. We're going to talk about Australian.
Snags
and bread.
All right. This dress.
The dress. Okay. Do y'all remember the dress from like 2012?
Yeah. I see white and gold.
Yeah, same. Rosa thinks it's something else. Okay, it depends on the lighting.
I mean, Oh, now right. It's changed! Oh my god, it's different!
It's the lighting. It's not.
Oh my god, it's different! Oh, that's weird.
Turn the brightness down on your phone. This is just a quick little...
Whoa, I've never actually seen the dress before.
Right? I always think it was two different dresses.
But now it's not.
Yeah.
I'm confused. No, wait, now it's going...
Oh, Naz.
Like, I've seen, like, things on the dress, but I've never actually seen a photo of the dress.
Well, there you go. Learn something new every day. What other funny controversies have you got there?
How the hell would a dog wear pants?
How would a dog wear pants?
Okay, so I think it's, like, the back two legs. Because right, if it's both four legs, the dog's pants are going to fall down.
Yeah.
They just are.
Okay. So, this is what I think. When you have a satyr, it's the bottom half is a goat. And then you go, what, it's the bottom half of the goat that is the, so the legs are the back legs. You don't have the front legs of a goat as your legs when you're a satyr. Yeah. Because you're not walking around with the front trotters.
That would be like a goat centaur.
Yeah.
A goat store.
Except it's not a goat centaur, it's just the front two legs.
Yeah.
How would a centaur wear pants?
A centaur wouldn't wear pants. Centaur goes, oh, commando!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, this one. Mm-hmm. How do you really put on a bra? Do you go back clasper or do you clasp it at the front to switch it around and then lift it up?
Who does that?
I do.
You clasp at the front and then switch it around? Why?
But like, how do you put it on at the wiggies?
You just like put it around.
I don't know. It's just how I've been taught. Leave me be.
I was just told no.
But no. But like,
do you really do it from the front and then twist it?
No. What you do is you think so like the booby bits.
Yeah.
And then you grab the clasp, you chuck it round, you clasp it at the front, you switch it round, and you pull it up. Tried the other way, but it's so fiddly because you kind of like click everything together.
Guess, but you just like put them all in one. You go cluck.
Yeah, but it's just so much easier the other way.
I've never tried it that way.
Shit, it's good. Unless it's like a sports bra and you just like slip it on.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it was too difficult. I didn't know you could do it front ways, and so I just leave it. I clasp it beforehand and then pull it over the top.
Well, that's what you. That yeah, exactly. It's really difficult. It's really fiddly.
It's really not that hard when you get used to it, though.
Yeah, but like you know, I haven't gotten used to it, so I do it the front way. Let me be.
Oh, yes, you knocked the bin over. Yeah, whatever, I'll fix it later. It's fine.
Okay. How do you pronounce this person's name? I don't know, it just shows a person with pants and suspenders. I don't know.
What's his face? Bob the Builder.
Who is actually doing right? The morning people or the night people? I don't know.
Okay. So I'm like, I used to be like super definitely a night person, but now I'm just kind of like neither. Like I can get up early in the morning, but also like I can't stay up past like 8. I fell asleep. I had a nap at like 8 last night.
No, I'm getting really tired really early at night. Yeah. And because I used to be like, I'm going to stay up till 11 o'clock. No, yeah. I'm like going to sleep at 9:30.
Literally same. What has happened to me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think any person. What about, okay, which is better, morning showers or night showers?
Okay, well, like literally, like last week I would have said evening, but now I think in the morning.
Yeah, I think in the morning. Because
it like wakes you up.
Yeah, it wakes you up.
But you do have wet hair, like for all day.
Yeah, well, my hair looks better when it's wet. But then it dries. Yeah. But then it dries funny.
Oh yeah, but I think it dries nicely if it dries like during the day. Yeah. I hate it when my hair dries at night and looks good and I have to go to bed.
Yes, I know. All right, how do you pronounce GIF?
GIF.
It's a GIF. It's not a GIF. It's a GIF. Okay, it's a GIF. which friend could you have done without, to be honest?
Oh, from Friends? I don't watch Friends.
Oh, from Friends. I thought it was, like, actual friend. I'm like, I'm going to have to, do, you know, list off all the friends I've had in the past.
Definitely, I know. I'm kidding.
How often do you / should you wash your towel? I reckon once a week.
Yeah. There are people like, you don't need to wash towels because it just cleans a clean body.
Yeah, but then it goes all, like, bodily juices stuck in the towel.
No, I think it's just because, like, it gets wet and then it goes all stale.
If you could only use one condiment for the rest of your life, which would it be? Tomato sauce.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no. Okay, my mum went and bought from Coles. Burnt down Woolworths. She bought this stuff and it's like sriracha and mayonnaise combined. Mm. And so it's kind of like tomato sauce, kind of like sriracha, and kind of like mayonnaise. And it's the best thing ever. We have to have it on chips tonight.
Okay.
It's actually so good. Okay, can I just say the superior breakfast?
Mm.
I've been having it like every day this week because it's so good. Okay, I know avocado toast is like kind of hipster, but it's so good. You get avocado toast, you put a fried egg on it with like, you fry it with like a lot of butter. And then you put salt and pepper and then, like, the sriracha and mayonnaise sauce. It is so good. It's, and yeah, like, okay. Soft-boiled or hard-boiled eggs?
Whatever I feel like. Probably soft.
I like hard-boiled eggs better because I don't like the yolk being runny.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes me feel sick. If it was my mum, she'd be like, soft-boiled. That's not what my mum sounds like. My mum's Mickey Mouse. Oh, soft boiled. Okay, what do you think of the new Beauty and the Beast? Is it better than the old one?
No, it's not.
Definitely not. I haven't even seen the old one.
But like, but you can't beat the original. I'm excited to go see the Aladdin movie, but it's not going to be as good as the original.
No, Will Smith is the genie. Have you seen the genie?
I love Will Smith. Leave me be. Yes.
He was only good in one thing, and that's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Will Smith isn't that bad. In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Okay. There are two blue CGI nightmares that have appeared this year. Let's discuss. Who's worse, the genie or Sonic? Have you seen the new Sonic?
No.
Okay, we're going to Google this right now.
I'm guessing it's the Sonic.
It's definitely Sonic.
Okay, why do they need to make it's movies awful. For these? Like, who thought of the emoji movie? Like, who goes on their phone, searches up emojis and goes, what if these guys have feelings?
Look at him. Isn't he terrifying? Isn't he the worst? It's actually the most awful thing in the whole world. And they made him buff? It's actually so scary. Okay, the trailer. Those legs.
Oh.
It's cursed. And it's been like, okay, I know like a lot of people have been talking on the internet, but yeah. Yeah. Just saying. Are you glad they changed it? They fixed his eyes. Okay. Detective Pikachu or the new Sonic?
Detective Pikachu. Okay, but like, everyone is hating on Detective Pikachu, but my brother loves the 3DS game.
Yeah, no, the DS games are great, but, like, the movie
looks not that great.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch it, though.
I bet you the Sonic movie's just gonna be just as bad as the Emoji movie.
Yeah.
It's no, like, the Emoji movie got heaps of, like, you know, heaps of ads.
Yeah. Because the thing is, people see bad new movies coming out and they get talked about so much that it gets heaps of publicity. So I think people like making bad movies because then they get a lot of people watching it and a lot of revenue from it. Because, like, the Emoji movie, so many people watch that just because they know it's bad.
Yeah, like Sharknado. I mean, yeah. Sharknado was a terrible movie.
And everyone has watched it except me, but it's fine.
I couldn't get through it. It was so bad. Yeah. I was like, no, this is not worth.
Has anyone watched Sharknado seriously the whole way through?
I don't think so. It's
like,
so
go on and be like, oh, I think Sharknado will be a very good movie, and then watches it. Sharknado, this time it's personal.
Personal-nado.
Personator.
Just like, it's a tornado of feelings.
Oh!
And then it, like, shows all your personal baby photos and everything. Oh.
feel NATO. Okay, feel NATO could be like, it gives you like emotions, or it could have fingers.
Okay, that doesn't sound right.
It just like caresses your face.
Ew.
As it goes past. Slap NATO. It spins really fast and has hands coming out of it. Every time it spins, it hits you.
No, I like the one where it's just like it comes up to you and then it stops. And just like this fingers come out and caresses your face slightly as it moves on.
Like, it's so uncomfortable. Oh my god.
Okay, alright. So, Mari and I were talking about that, like, the no homo that people do sometimes. But what
hashtag
if.
No homo.
What if. You just, like, ask your friend, oh, hey, can I tie your shoe? Can you tie my shoelace for me? Because I'm holding heaps of stuff. And they tie your shoelace, and they, like, caress up your legs. And then they're just like, hashtag, yes, homo, and walk away.
I would cry.
I would cry.
I would cry.
I'd be standing there, and I'd probably literally just cry.
Unless I'm joking, it's a joke. Even then, I would be uncomfortable.
I would be insanely uncomfortable. I would... Can you imagine, Mari? Can you imagine?
Do you ever think people were doing in, like, year 8, where they would, like, caress up your leg? And, like, if they got really far, you would be gay or something? And you'd, like, tell them to stop at a certain point. I, like, told them to stop at my ankle, so...
Yeah, no,
I don't think that was very accurate.
I told them to stop, like, you know... It's, like, literally as soon as it touched me, I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if it's like, a friend or something and they're doing it, you might be like, oh, maybe they're brushing something off my leg. Wait, this is going surprisingly far up.
Oh, God.
Interesting, yeah.
It was a tie.
My God, year 8s. You will regret everything.
So, have you listened to any good podcasts recently?
Nope.
Oh.
Actually, yes, I have. You should listen to the Something Scary podcast.
Ah. Yeah, well, it sounds good. Scary. Yeah, I like scary things.
Yeah.
You should listen to, I was going to say a podcast, but it came to my mind, but it didn't. You should listen to Sawbones. I want to be a unicorn. Okay, what's your favourite bug?
You know when you're just talking to someone, and suddenly they just ask something really random, like, oh, have you ever broken a bone before? And it's like, yeah. When did this come in?
Or like, you know, what's your favourite bug? But seriously, what is your favourite bug?
What's that really colourful one that's, like, really cool? Yeah, I like that one.
That's a shrimp. No, that's a shrimp.
That's a shrimp.
Mantis shrimp are gosh darn awesome. I don't know why I have so many hair ties in my room, because I seriously don't have long enough hair to tie up.
I have, like, a favourite hair tie.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then it's always really disappointing when I loan it to someone and they don't give it back.
Yeah.
Or I leave it somewhere. Or I can't find it.
And then it turns out it's in your hair.
That's what happens to my favourite bobby pin. I'm just like, I haven't found it for weeks. Yeah. And then I just like run my fingers, oh, there it is! You know where I should work?
Mm-hmm.
Should work at Tasty Chicken?
Yes, work at Tasty Chicken, my favourite place.
Tasty Chicken.
We need to do some more controversial topics.
Okay, alright, controversial topics. Let's have a look at them.
I'm going to Google some.
Would you like Facebook's new feature to make your ex disappear? I mean, sure.
Funny debate topics to cheer up the crowd.
Okay, all right. And finally this. Whoopity whoop, marry or kill?
Just do kiss, marry, kill.
Okay.
Netflix, pizza, ice cream. I don't want to kiss ice cream. It'll make my lips too cold.
Kissing pizza wouldn't be too bad. I mean, I'd kill Netflix because, you know, I don't have Netflix.
But to be fair, Netflix is pretty good, so... Okay, let's do this. 15 Minutes of Fame or Stand Behind the Scenes?
I feel like 15 Minutes of Fame, because staying behind the scenes would be pretty boring.
I'd stay behind the scenes. I don't want to be famous. Not even for 15 minutes.
I don't even... Like, the second one is American Idol vs. The X Factor. I watched, when I had TV, I watched The Voice.
Neither. Of them. Does age really matter in a relationship?
Yes, it does!
Hmm.
Okay. If you're over a certain age, if you're both over a certain age.
If you're both over, like, 20.
If you're 20 and you're dating someone 12.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, no. No, 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 no.
Anyway, we're going to move on from that. What do women really want in a man? Nothing.
Okay, but, like, there. I've had some things that are just, like, what women really want in a man. It's just,
depends
like,
depends
on the person.
Some women don't want men.
Yeah. Some men don't want women.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be the sidekick or the hero? Mm-hmm. Hero or the sidekick?
I like to be the hero.
I like to be the sidekick. Well, it is. Twilight versus the Vampire Diaries.
Twilight all the way. I haven't seen any of the Vampire Diaries. I've read half the book of Twilight. I mean,
Okay. Bottled water or regular water?
Regular water.
Why would you buy bottled water? Why would you pay... Okay, like, you pay money for water, but, like, bottled water is so expensive.
It is. And it's, like, ruining the planet because, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can bring your own water bottle and fill it up for free. Like, I can fill it up at work and, like, you know, I don't have to pay for that.
Yeah.
They pay me.
Can you be best buds with your boss? Depends on how you work. Like, if you're working in, like, a business that has, like, a lot of people working there, like, I guess you still could, but, like, yeah.
I don't know. It's really up to whether you want to be best buds with your boss.
Yeah. And if your boss wants to be best buds with you.
Yeah, because there might be a really cool person, and not to mention you'll be, like, the one that is favoured.
Yeah, as long as it's not, like, awkward. Oh, but if they're, like, using that to, manipulate you, nah. American accent or British accent?
British.
British. I love Americans, but, like, the British accents are so nice.
You were a British wannabe for a while.
Oh, I was. If I had been born in England, I would be happy. Except probably wouldn't be, because of Brexit. We won't discuss Brexit. Who's likely to be more successful, introverts or extroverts?
Well, it sort of depends on the person.
I think more outgoing or shy would be the better thing to say.
Yeah. Because you can be like, all right, this it doesn't apply to everyone, but you can be an introvert and still be quite outgoing, but in an introverted way.
Yeah.
And an extrovert can be quite reserved, but in an extrovert, like, and then me personally, I'm an ambivert, which means that I'm a mixture of both.
Yeah. But it, like, literally just means you have to, like, recharge up. Like, you get more energy from, like, not being with people than being with people if you're an introvert.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends on, like, and then... I notice a lot of people on YouTube are introverts.
Yeah. But they are very successful people.
Yeah.
I think it's just outgoing people, because, like...
And, you know, if you're an introvert, a majority of people are introverts, and so you can make relatable and funny stuff.
Yeah. But, like, if you're not in, like, a media thing, it is actually a true thing that if you're, like... So if you're, like, super disruptive in school, it's actually been proven that they're, like, more successful later in life, and, like, they could become super successful businessmen and stuff. Just because they're, like, loud and they're the ones who are more likely to be heard.
Yeah.
And so, like, Trump was probably a pretty disruptive kid in school, right? I don't even know if he went to school. And he ended up being super successful.
Should humans eat to live or live to eat? Or both? Okay.
You shouldn't live solely just to eat.
Yeah. That can go to the extreme. I know some people do solely live just to eat, and that is not a good thing.
No.
But then again, if food is the thing that gives you life, like it gives me life, I love food. Then if you don't take it to that extreme, I don't see what's wrong with it.
Yeah, but I think you should do other things in life apart from eat.
Are school uniforms even necessary? No! No, they are not even necessary. I know it, like, gives a positive outlook on the school, or, you know, it's, like, evens out the playing field. But when you make the school uniform so gosh darn expensive and so gosh darn cheap and look so gosh darn bad...
It's expensive and cheap at the same time. They think they're Gucci.
Yeah. Like, it's cheaply made and really expensive.
And also really badly designed.
Yeah, they look horrible.
So our school uniform. Why... Do Americans not get to have to wear school uniform?
We go to an Australian public school.
And they force us to wear uniform. And it's like, I mean, okay, I know a lot of schools have uniform and it's like a thing. But like, it just annoys me.
Yeah.
Because it's badly designed and the way it is, it's yellow and blue. And the it's like navy blue. And the navy blue leaks into the yellow and turns it green.
Like, I know. And the t-shirts are like $50 or something.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere around that range.
Pants are like $80 for a pair of pants. The most I've spent on a pair of pants that aren't school uniforms is $15. Which, I mean, I know I'm a cheapskate, but like still.
Yeah. And I don't know. School uniform, I don't think it is necessary. I mean, maybe it is necessary in the way that, you know, if someone cuts school, you can see them in their school uniform. But you could just give them a t-shirt and let them wear whatever pants they want.
Right?
And, like, it doesn't matter what socks you're wearing.
Yeah.
Like, we can get detention for wearing Nike Dicks in our socks now.
Right? Okay.
Which was, like, the thing that everyone hated against on a different school, and now it's in this school.
I know. At least not making us, like, buy school uniform socks yet. That would suck.
That would suck.
Okay. How about Should homework be, like, taken out of school?
I don't like homework.
I think it should, because, like, there are actually no jobs apart from being a teacher that actually requires homework.
Yeah.
Like, okay, working from home requires homework because you're working from home, but it's not, like, that much, like, that used. Like, it's just because teachers have to do homework. That's why they make us do homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are some jobs that, like, you might have to do a bit of extra work at home, but it's not, like, most jobs don't have a lot of homework. And so yeah. I don't think it's really, like, giving us any extra skills.
Maybe. Okay, the one thing of homework that I think you should do is if you miss out on a class and you need to catch up. Is social media just making it easier for people to stalk others? Yes, it is in a way, because, you know...
But that's not just what it's doing.
Yeah, it's not just what it's doing. Like, you know, say you could... I know a lot of people stalk their crushes on social media. I only just got social media and I don't have any of my crushes. Social media accounts.
There he is. We're going to discuss this later.
But at the same time, you got to be careful on social media, just like you got to be careful in real life so that you don't get, like, a stalker.
Yeah.
So, like, say if you're posting all the time where you are, where you're at, where you live, all the time, people are going to find it really easy to find you. So you've got to be careful in that sense. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with telling people what you've done. Just do it. Maybe post after you've done it so that, you know, you're not there.
And also, like, social media isn't, like, an awful thing. A lot of people demonize it. It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
I'm not really, like, that big on social media. Like...
No, I have one post on Instagram and it's the cringiest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do our Instagram shout out. They're private.
They can be here for later.
No, I don't even post that much on it. I haven't posted since, like, last year, so... social media isn't really my thing. I mean, it's good to, like, look at other people's art and stuff.
And, I mean, I go on Instagram and I talk to people on Instagram. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, well, what about cyberbullying? And the thing is that I don't think... Here, we don't get a lot of bullying.
Well,
or cyberbullying.
Our school does, but us personally don't.
No.
Because there are actually kids in our school who've done, like, some stuff. Yeah. But it hasn't affected me personally yet, so I'm all good.
And I'm not saying that just because I haven't been affected by it doesn't...
Yeah,
that...
no, it definitely exists.
It definitely exists, and it can be an awful thing, and it can, like, lead to a lot of problems. But this isn't about cyberbullying, this is about stalking.
Yes.
So I do think it does make it easier for people to stalk you, but at the same time, you have also got to play the part of being very vigilant in what you post.
Yeah.
But not to say that if you have a stalker, it's your fault.
Yes. But also, there's a difference between, like, looking at people's posts and, like, going through their posts than there is, like, actually trying to find out where someone lives.
Yeah. Because, like, looking through their posts and going through their posts, some people call it stalking, but stalking is when you take that to the obsession.
Yeah.
And, like... Maybe if you have your location on at all times, that is probably
No, I'm not a huge fan of location, so why don't you Snapchat?
Yeah, I don't use Snapchat either.
I've had people try and convince me to get Snapchat, and I'm just like, not really. I mean, it's not really my thing.
No.
Because, it's like the people are like, oh, streaks, and like...
It looks like it's just streaks, like...
Yeah. I mean, like, it can, like, send people things easier and stuff, but just text me.
Would you rather be a pirate or a ninja? I'd rather be a ninja.
I think a pirate.
Well, like, everyone's like, pirates are so cool, but at the same time, you know, you could just get thrown overboard at any time.
But also, like, there are some pretty badass pirates.
Yeah, there are some pretty
badass
pirates.
We should totally, like, do an episode where we just talk about cool pirates. We could research cool... I have a pirate book. We should research pirates and discuss them.
Yeah. Like, it'd be heaps of fun being a pirate.
Yeah.
Not to lie, but at the same time... Basically, your life is on the plank all the time.
You know what would be a really cool podcast?
But
if, like, people get, like, two different topics and then, like, talk about them and compare them, like, two kind of similar things. It's so, like, you could research ninjas and I could research pirates and we just, like, discuss it.
Not to mention ninjas, they're, like, so cool and they're trained and, like, you know, stuff. That would be really cool. Yeah. All right, what's the next one? Out of cats versus dogs, it's been over.
Dogs.
Over and done with.
Actually, both.
Yeah. Alright, what about the topic of, like, millennials?
Millennials.
Millennials.
Millennials. We aren't millennials. We are.
We are
Generation
Z.
Generation Z.
Oh my god, did I just say Generation Z?
Yeah.
Oh no!
We're Gen Z. Welcome. You can call us Gen Z if you like, if you're American, it's fine.
Why does everyone hate on us?
I know, what did we ever do?
But it's like, you know, it's all about, like, oh, kids these days, they're always on their phones.
Yeah. We are the depressed generation.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is that, you know, I could say the same thing about other people. I see, like, people who are a fair bit older than me always on their phones.
Yeah. We didn't ruin the earth, did we? It wasn't us.
No, we're going to have to be the one that's, like, cleaning up climate change, and we don't want to do that. Yeah. And so we, like, do massive protests. Like, I don't know if you've seen them on the news, but they're huge.
Yeah.
It's, like, 10,000 people in the one that I went to.
Yeah.
Like, that's massive. And they're all kids. They're all, like, my age.
Yeah.
And younger.
And cool. We're the ones trying to fix your mistakes.
Yeah, and then they still don't listen to us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can we just a shout-out to the whole Stop Adani thing?
Yeah. Come on. Like, come on. What is the logic? Why would you want to stop? Why would you want to bring Adani here?
Right? Okay. So for those who don't live in Australia or just, like, aren't informed, our government has just, they, like, just passed a grant or something like that to get a big coal mine near the, is it up near, like, the,
it's the Great Barrier Reef.
Great Barrier Reef. And it's going to ruin it. They're going to kill the reef with this, like, coal mine. It's huge. And they've just, like, let it go. Like, they're just, like, because we've had huge protests all over the country, a lot of kids, like, protesting. I've gone to a couple, and AS has gone to way more.
And the thing is that Australia isn't actually profiting from any of this.
No, they're just, like, letting people do it and ruin our country.
Yeah.
And our fish.
And it's Australia that's going to take a big fallback, not to mention the environment, because they're slowly trying to build up the reef again.
Yeah.
And what's this dirty big coal mine going to do in it?
I know, because you're going to kill all the reefs and the cool fish and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And, like, there are almost extinct turtles that live there.
Yeah.
And you're going to kill the turtles.
And, like, the tourism will go down. Yeah. Which is, like,
you're going to lose money by creating this coal mine.
Yeah. And it's, so not, like, it's not even going towards Australia.
Yeah. Like, you're going to lose money by, like, losing tourist rates and stuff. We want tourists in Australia. They give us money.
Yeah. And although tourists are slowly ruining the reef as well, it's not going to be such a big blow, like a coal mine literally mining into it.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
Yeah. And no matter how many people, like, there is Stop Adani stickers everywhere.
Yeah, if absolutely. You, like, literally everywhere. Drive through our town. Like, we have a pretty progressive town. We're all, like, green voters and stuff. But, like, every single house has a sticker on it. It's just like, hey.
And cars, and even in Melbourne, like, the stop signs have Stop Adani on them.
Yeah.
And there's Stop Adani stickers everywhere. There's, like, people wearing earrings with Stop Adani on it. There's t-shirts with Stop Adani on it.
Everyone wants it to not happen, and the government's like, oh, I don't notice anyone protesting this.
I don't see any downside to the fact that we're literally going to kill our only, like, well, not our only reef, but, like, the reef that protects everything.
Yeah. Like, our local MPs are, like, okay with it. Like, they're, like, okay with trying to stop it as well.
Yeah.
And, like, they're listening to us, but, like, the higher-ups aren't.
Yeah.
But there's a big vote coming up. So people in Australia, I mean, it's compulsory to vote in Australia. Good job, Australia. We're, like, one of the only countries that actually have compulsory voting. Please vote for someone who's not going to do Adani.
It's not going to be the people who make Adani happen. It's not going to affect them personally. Yeah. But it's going to affect me. And it's going to affect their children. And their grandchildren. And their great-grandchildren. And all that coal's going to run out. Like, the reef it has a certain amount of coal. It's going to stay there for a while. But it's going to run out eventually.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to be stuck with this abandoned coal mine.
This huge environmental report was released recently. And no one's listening about it because the new royal baby. Congratulations, a new baby was born. Well done, Archie, or whatever his name is. I'm, like, obviously I'm happy there's a, like, new baby in the world. We want more babies, I guess. And, like, well done to the royal family. It's wonderful. But also, we're going through the world's fourth mass extinction. The giraffes are dying out. The giraffes have gone, like, are endangered. They're officially on the endangered animals list. Like, they're going to die out in the next, like, 20 years. We won't have any giraffes. Yay, well done.
And it wasn't, like, the last extinction.
The dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs.
It was the dinosaurs. Apparently this extinction is on the same level as the dinosaurs' extinction.
I'm like,
and no one cares because a new baby was just born. One baby. Oh, my God.
So please, please, if you are in Australia or if you're doing, like, something, just stop Adani. Like, listen to the environment.
Yeah. And they're like, Adani stopping isn't going to change the whole world, but it's going to at least do something.
It's going to at least stop Adani.
There are so many threatened animals and species that are just like,
and not to mention,
I think we've lost over, like, I think it was, like, over a quarter of animals in the past, like, 20 years. Like, they've gone extinct.
Yeah. And
that might be not false. That might be false. I don't know, but it's a lot.
Yeah, and the Great Barrier Reef is you can see it from space. Like, yeah. Come on.
It's
like,
beautiful. Yeah. I haven't been there personally, but it is.
I'm going there soon because it might be
if
the
it's not
only
dead
chance.
Yet.
Yeah, it might be the only chance that I would ever see the reef in my entire lifetime.
Yeah. I might never see it. I'm probably not going to go up there anytime soon. Yeah. We just won't have it anymore. And then what are we going to do?
Yeah, it's on, like, the world's great wonders list.
Yeah, it's an actual big thing, and we can't just put a coal mine next to it.
Put a coal mine next to it. Because, like, we're already suffering from reef bleaching, which is a terrible thing. But, you know, scientists are slowly coming up with new ways to help that and to, like, plant the reef and start it all up again.
Yeah.
And, like, even, what was the river that got, like, drained for a rice farm?
Oh, no. It's just like,
and, like, there were fish that were 100 years old in there. And, like, they all died because they drained this massive, massive river for a rice farm.
I know, and there are animals that only live in the Great Barrier Reef, and they're the only place in the whole world where those animals live there. And they're just all going to die, and then we're going to lose some more animals, which is wonderful. More animals have died out, like, have gone completely extinct in the past 20 years than they have in the past 100.
Probably in the past 1,000.
Probably past 1,000. Like, more animals, actually, no, I think it's more animals have gone extinct since, like, 20 years ago than they have since the dinosaurs or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad.
Yeah. And then...
I'm even just pulling facts out of my ass. I don't even know if half of them are true, but...
Yeah.
I don't want the giraffes to die out. They're really gosh darn cool. And the bees. Why is no one talking about the bees still anymore? They're still happening. But, like, it was a big thing, like, 2 years ago, and now no one cares.
And, you know, not even that, but animals that have been introduced into other places and then that have become pests are also stripping, like, also taking away. Like, foxes here and feral cats and, you know, horses, like, brumbies, they trample the land.
Yeah. Well, the last male white rhino just died, like, a couple months ago.
Yep.
We have two left. His daughter and his granddaughter. And thanks to their gosh darn corkscrewed vaginas, we can't artificially inseminate them and make any more. So they're so okay, it's really, really difficult to reproduce when it comes to white rhinos, because their vaginas are shaped like corkscrews. I'm not even kidding. Those are gonna die out in a couple years. Yay for that. And this has gotten dark. We should probably end soon.
Yeah. We're going on a rant about the environment.
Yeah. Can you tell what generation we're from?
Oh my god, we don't care about anything. We're just on our phones all the time.
Yeah.
Look at us not caring.
We're all so emotionless.
Kids these days.
Oh my god.
God. I'll start saying, like, we should say, like, adults these days. Because, like, I've heard people, you know, and I'm just like, you know, the environment is like a serious epidemic, you know, it's like, it's going to affect me. And I've literally heard them say, oh, I don't care, it's not going to affect me. And it's like, it's going to affect me and your children and your grandchildren.
It's like all these, like, old people, like, we don't care about the environment. It's not our business. We're going to die in 10 years. Like,
it's going to affect you in 10 years even.
Yeah. It's going to affect everyone else.
Don't take me, like, this might... This is not, like, the entirely accurate, but I think it was, like, in 30 years, like, a quarter of the people on Earth are going to die because of climate change or something like that.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not quoting the exact fact, but there is a statistic like that.
Yeah. Okay. If you care so much about the gosh darn new royal baby, how do you consider this?
Yeah, he's going to, like...
This poor kid is going to grow up in a world with no giraffes. How do you feel about that? Right? You don't want the baby to have no giraffes, right? You want a kid that grows up with giraffes. And all these amazing creatures that are just all going to die out.
Yeah. But like,
the pandas just got off the extinction list, like the endangered list, and now they're about to come back on again.
Oh my god.
Yay!
But like, back on the subject of the rice farm.
Yeah.
Australia is not a place that you grow rice.
Yeah.
It is a dry country.
Yeah.
It is a dry country, and places that aren't dry are the tropics.
It needs to be really, really wet, though, to grow rice.
And so they drained this, like, river that is, like, this... You know, it's probably, like, a sacred river.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this rant probably took up half of the time.
It started off as such a, like, nice, cheerful subject. And now we're on this.
Yeah.
So on that note, This has been Lick Me, I Wobble.
Please do not lick us. We do not wobble.
Yeah.
And if you do try to lick us, we probably will wobble.
Yeah. Like this. Ooh! That's our new outro. Yeah, I mean, listen to us. Tell your friends about us. Yeah, okay. Bye. Good night and wobbles.